All right. Hey, thanks for joining me. I am live today. I am going to be away from the mic for a little bit. I know I've been, seems like I've been away a lot. This is the Relevant Radio Pilgrimage. It's coming up to go to Israel. And I am really looking forward to this. I get to travel with some wonderful people, but at the same time, I get to pray at what I think is some of the holiest places on the planet. This is anointed ground. It's the soil which Christ himself walked on. It's the soil that soaked his precious blood as he hung on Calvary. And it's here that miracles were performed and they still take place. And I will be praying for you in a particular way. As I said, if you have marriage issues, I'll lift you up in Cana. All right. Maybe you're praying for a spouse. Maybe your spouse has not been faithful. We will pray for you there. I'll pray for conversion at Calvary, for freedom from addiction. You know, we'll pray for your providence at the site where Christ multiplied loaves and fish. So, you know, count on my prayers. You can continue to email them to me. We have a battery of them. We've already printed them out and traveling with some colleagues, and we're going to go ahead. Maggie, open your mic. We have how many of those, right? Because you printed them off today, right?
I don't even know the total
thousands,
number.
Right?
It's thousands. If I printed them all off, it would be 200 pages.
Oh, so you reduced the font. Yeah. I saw it. They showed me. Like, yeah. That's pretty small font. But thousands and thousands and thousands of intentions have come in. So we're going to pray for you over there. I'm going to try to maybe touch base with the show too. I'll try to connect with some of the guest hosts here. But it's late, you know, when the chapel is on. I think it's like 11 o'clock or midnight over there. It's a pretty big difference. But anyway, I'll miss you, but I'll be praying for you. We're live today, so you can get in. I'm in studio with Preston Alex. He is hails from our financial department here. And what's your official title?
I'm the controller.
All right, yeah. Controller. I worked with you for a long time, but I never know anybody's titles. I'm always like, what's your title again? Even our chief programming officer, he's executive vice president of programming now. Yeah. Titles change. Yeah. You brought your friend with you.
Yeah, today. I did. I have Bill with me from, he lives in Green Bay area, and he's going to pray with us today.
Go Packers, right?
Yeah.
How you doing, Bill?
Doing good.
Anything,
how are you doing, Drew?
Great. Anything you want to pray for?
For my family.
All right. That's great. That's perfect. And Preston, what about you?
I know so many people that are traveling this weekend and this week, and you too. Just pray for all safe travels because, you know, that's important. We want everybody getting back safely.
Amen to that. And I'll say go Bears too. We got some great supporters of this network. It's hard. You know, when I watch NFL football, you know, I used to do this when I was just starting in the radio. I'd be in like Detroit, and maybe that's where they're carrying my show, right? Well, I was always an Eagle fan, but I'd have to root for Detroit because I'm being heard in that city, you know? Now I'm heard in every city in the country here, right? And it's like, you know, who do you not vote for? You know, Houston? Do you not vote for New England? I love them all, so. You got to do what you got to do. The thing that's unique about Green Bay, though, as you know, Bill, is that the citizens of that particular community, Brown County, they pay an extra sales tax. And in theory, you're Green Bay Packer owners, right? It's the only NFL team owned by the people, which is kind of cool.
It's very special.
How do you, and Packer fans, there's nothing like it. Lambeau's a special place, too, which is great. But it's fun. It's fun to root. All right. Well, let's pray. We'll pray for your intentions. A lot of intentions have come in here. A lot of answered prayers as well. I want to pray for one intention in particular, and then I'm going to try to take some extra prayers on the air today, so I'll start it a little bit earlier. We were gathered today and every day at the network. If Mass is not offered, today we gathered together and we prayed the Memorare. As a network, we go before the Blessed Mother, and today on the Great Feast of the Holy Rosary, we invoked her intercession. And you know, when this was over, somebody says, "I've got a petition I'd like to pray for." And she says, "Her name was Madeline. She took a donor's call, and this mother was devastated. She was heartbroken. Actually, her daughter is pregnant, and wants to abort the child, and." The mother had a very soft voice. She wanted to remain anonymous, and just she asked for prayers for her daughter. Her daughter's very successful, I think, has a great career, and thinks that the baby's going to interfere with that career. So she wants to put the career before the child. And I pulled Madeline on the side, as I often say. I said, I know a beautiful family that will adopt that child, and I do. So let that mother know, you know, this, you know, so the daughter carries it for 9 months. She can still stay in touch, but this family will love that child and give it life. But we stopped in that moment, and all of us, We prayed a memorare. It was very powerful to me. I don't know about you, Preston. Did you get that sense too? I mean, it was holy, and I just felt that incredible. God's grace was going to work. That child's going to live. I want to pray for that today.
It's important for people to know we really do pray for the prayer intentions that come into our network. You know, as a staff, individually, We do care about each and every one of you.
Yeah, we do. I mean, we when I say we love you, I mean that, sometimes that's hard. But some family members don't even tell each other they love them. But I really think we do. We're going to love in a perfect way on the other side of the veil, right? There will be the restraints of the bondage of this life will be gone, and with true love, we'll be united both with God and with one another. But I feel that way for you. I pray for you constantly. I pray for you every single day, and I consider you my spiritual family. I may never meet you, but you are in my prayers, and I feel connected to you when we pray together here every day. So when you have a need and it comes in, we get lots of prayer intentions here. We pray for everyone. I read every intention. I can't always write back to everybody, but you are remembered our masses and our chaplets and our rosaries. And let's pray for each other now, okay? In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O font of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us. O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus, is a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus, is a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus, is a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
And I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and was born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell on the third day. He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he shall come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Amen. All right, we'll take our first call today. This comes from Maureen. She's praying in Philadelphia with us. Good afternoon, Maureen. Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much for having me again. I was the person who called you yesterday.
Yeah,
I wanted to, I've been sitting here praying about my intentions.
Yeah.
I've had a problem with relationships, and also I just have a lot of like financial difficulties. I had lost my job and home and everything like 9 years ago. Mm-hmm. But even the past, like, 3 years ago, I've still lost jobs. So I'm just really asking for a healing in this job loss. I'm right in the middle of a 54-day rosary novena for a new job. I'm just tired of having financial difficulties all the time. Like I said, my family really doesn't bother with me at this time. And also, Drew, I want to thank you. Your mother was such a support during that time when I was homeless. I had my cat because of her. And your father had prayed for me a couple times, and there's two intentions that he had, the anointing one, that haven't come to pass. So your mother told me it'll happen, so I'm still trusting it will. So that's it for me.
Well, you look, hang in there, Maureen. I know you called yesterday. I'm glad you got through today because I know how busy the phone lines are. And I just want you to trust. I mean, this is really the key to unlocking the power of our prayer. And sometimes God allows us to endure hardship, right? Sometimes we are asked to carry a cross. Not every prayer is answered instantly, but the Lord told St. Faustina, he says, encourage souls to whom you come in contact with to trust in my infinite mercy. It's infinite. He says, no mind, be it human or angelic, will ever be able to fathom the depths of his mercy, not through all eternity. I think it's one of the great mysteries of the afterlife. It's infinite. It's beyond an ocean of mercy. And the Lord says this, because the mercy is so great. He says, I love souls who have complete confidence in my mercy. And he made this promise to you. He says, I will do everything for you. I love souls who have complete confidence in me. I will do everything for them. That's diary entry 294. You can read it in Sister Faustina's diary. It's one of my favorite promises. I love these promises. So there's so many of them. But it's a lesson to all of us. You can go through it over and over again. You know, over and over again, the Lord talks about the power of trust. That's what we need to do. We need to put our trust in the Lord. And, you know, I know you called yesterday. I know you called in again today. God's got a plan for you. Don't forget that, okay? And let's pray for you now. And I want to pray for anyone who is going through difficulty with employment, anyone who's having difficulty and in need of healing, Lord, that you'll hear their prayers and be merciful to them. And I just ask that you build the trust of souls who are weak in faith right now. You know, Mark 9:23, the Lord told us anything is possible for those who believe. So we got to put into effect our faith. We got to put into effect our trust. And he says, I desire to give unimaginable graces to souls who trust in my mercy, right? Make yourself dependent on me, you know? Trust in me. My generosity will be without limit. These are the promises that the Lord gave to St. Faustina. So that goes for all of us, and me too. We need to trust. We're going to pray, and we're going to trust, and we're going to believe that God's timing is perfect. So let's do that right now for you and for all of us, for all these intentions in our heart. Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and the sins of and of those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, next call comes from Angelica. She's listening in Riverside, California. Hi, Angelica.
Yes, hi. Thank you, Drew. I'm calling in requesting the intercession of your dad so that we can find Mr. Brown. My kids love that story. And we're looking at we find Mr. Brown so that he can qualify my husband for the loan so that we can move back closer to our parish and help keep evangelizing. Yeah. We're also asking for the intercession so that our current home be sold for as closest to the asking price that we have and be able to make that move. And just very quickly, one more thing.
Sure.
For my brother that's facing some serious charges, I'd also like to ask for prayer for his intercession.
Yeah, well, certainly pray for him. I'm glad you brought that up. Somebody wrote to me just a couple days ago. Their son was recently arrested and facing charges and really in a bad position. So I meant to bring that intention to everybody, but I want to lift that up. But Angelica, you know, thank you for reminding me of that. The story of God's providence. You know, when the numbers don't add up, when you don't qualify, when things look impossible for you, with God, there's always an answer. Sometimes it's miraculous. I'll share the story, a true story that happened to my family. Not now, but I'll share it after we get done praying the chapel today. And it's a great story of how God can make the impossible possible. And we'll pray right now for those who are qualifying for loans and for mortgages, who are facing financial hardships and difficulty, those trying to sell their homes, those trying to buy homes, those in need of housing, those just drowning in debt. I'm going to give you all the intentions of Angelica, all those facing legal problems now too, Lord. So present her needs along with all who now are united to me as we pray. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, before we go to Judy in Downers Grove, Illinois, let me go to Maggie. She has been scouring our social media. Such a great way to get your attention. And our phone lines fill up pretty quickly. Drew@relevantradio.com. It's simple. Just go there, put your intentions. Maggie will read them and bring them to our prayer family here. And of course, follow me at Drew Mariani Show as well. And send me your answered prayers. Just mark an answered prayer or praise report or whatever you want to do. But let me know how God is working these miracles in your life. I just was reading an intention that came in, 2 answered prayers. This woman just sent me today, and if I get a chance, I'll share those as well. But I love to see them. They build my faith, and I know they build others. Maggie, what's coming in?
Drew, my mom's having an injection in her back today. I'm praying that it goes well. Amen. And she gets some pain relief. Our colleague Kathleen needs some prayers for her mother-in-law, Susan. Apparently, she suffered a stroke and has a brain bleed.
Oh, yeah.
She's in the hospital today in Wales, away from home. So
wow.
Praying for Kathleen's whole
praying
family.
Praying for you, Kathleen, yeah. And your mom.
Yeah. Linda from Minnesota is calling for her niece. She's married and has 2 children, but she's separated from her husband, and he apparently has found someone new. They're
Ouch.
Having issues with their kids in the daycare, and the children are acting out. So Linda and her niece need prayers. Carol is asking for chaplet prayers for the soul of Sherry, who's passing away right now after 10 years of battling cancer. Janet wrote to us and said, blessings for my mom and dad on their 62nd wedding anniversary today. Wow. Very fitting that they were so devoted to the rosary. She says, praying that they're celebrating in heaven.
Wow.
And then Drew, this is the last one I've got for today. It's really amazing. Christine wrote to us from Florida. She said, thanksgiving to divine mercy. Our home was spared from flooding.
Wow.
I believe it's because of the divine mercy image.
Oh, I believe that.
All the houses around us had 18 inches of water in them from storm surging.
Yeah.
We had some damage, but nothing like those around us. The divine mercy image has been in my front window since the pandemic, and Mary is prominent in our home, too. I thank God for his mercy, and Mary for her intercession.
Maggie, copy that and email that to me.
I will.
Would you? And if you're listening, send me that as well. I think I wrote about it in my book. I'm not sure whether I shared the story or not of the protection that the divine mercy image shared of a man when Superstorm Sandy came through and battered the East Coast. And the promises given to the image, I won't talk about it now, but I'll tell you what, there are so many promises with the chaplet, with the hour of mercy, and with the image of divine mercy. I mean, the Lord is just giving us unbelievable grace, as torrents of them. And I just love those stories of miraculous protection. I'll have to share that story with you, too, because it's a great one on how this home was completely saved. But it's a whole other story. Lord, we thank you. I want to pray in thanksgiving, too. I want to lift up all those intentions. I want to take Judy. I received a blessing today, and I just want to thank God for the blessing that came into my life. And I just want to pray in thanksgiving because he is so merciful. And sometimes God works in a longer arc. Something I was blessed about 2 years ago, a year and a half ago, and the completion of that blessing came forward today. So kind of cool the way the Lord works. I mean, we can step back, look at it from the 30,000 foot view and see the forest from the trees. And you can see, wow, God's fingerprints are all over this. Judy in Downers Grove, thanks for waiting. You're on the air.
Oh, quite welcome, Drew. I have a prayer request and a praise request. My praise request is my sister had an epidural on the 16th, and it was successful, except she still has some arthritis, and that she said she can deal with that with Tylenol and ibuprofen. My prayer request is a very serious one. A man from our church has Parkinson's, cancer, and diabetes, and he's at the last end. The doctors don't know what to do. He needs a miracle. We've prayed for it, and now they're really getting to the end. They can't do anything much more, and I'm feeling so bad. This man has been suffering for 4 to 5 years with these diseases.
Oh, that's tragic.
Thanks. Pray for him.
All right, I will. And
thank you.
We'll pray for you too, Judy. Thank you for calling and praying for so many other people. I know you didn't voice anything personally. Lord, I give you Judy in her heart, all the intentions that she has. And Lord, we do pray for miracles. I mean, we always submit to your will, but I do pray for miraculous healings and for new beginnings and for freedom from the chronic pain that so many people are going through right now, and for those financial blessings and relationship blessings that so many need. We give you those intentions as we pray, Eternal Father. We offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, next call comes from Alabama. It's good to Hansville, Alabama. Mary Ann, good afternoon.
Hi, Drew. Thanksgiving and a prayer request. We've been praying a lot for my granddaughter, Ashley. She ran away. Bad choices. Got pregnant. Baby daddy abandoned her. Anyway, she delivered a beautiful baby on the Feast of the Guardian Angels on Sunday.
Beautiful.
She's getting her GED, and she's in RCIA classes. Miraculous. Praise God. Second request. My son, Jude, is her stepdad, and he's taken on the financial responsibility for this child and mother, and he needs a better job with higher pay and in Birmingham, because right now he's working in Huntsville and we're in Hansville, and it's like costing him $2,000 a month for gas.
Whoa.
So we need help financially. Yeah.
Wow,
terrible.
That's crazy.
But anyway, thank you so much for all your prayers.
Marianne, you got it. Maybe somebody's listening in that area and says, oh, I got a job for him. Who knows? We'll see what happens. You can always, you know, get a hold of the show. Maggie's here. And Lord, I give you this intention. You know, you are God of providence. I've seen your providential hand in my life in so many ways that I just, it humbles me. And I do pray for this man who is providing for this child. And I want to thank you for the gift of life and for this mother and her yes. We pray for her future and her beginning. And I just ask that today, as a result of my prayers and those who are now united with me, you allow events to take place and new opportunities to open and changes to be enacted right now, so this man can provide and be blessed, and just let it be very visible. Let him recognize your goodness and your mercy. And I pray for anyone else who's struggling financially again today. I bring that up again and again. So many people who are having difficulty. And I want to pray for those mothers who are pregnant, contemplating terminating their children. I want to pray for those mothers who are giving up their child for adoption. And I want to pray for all those single mothers out there trying to raise their children or single fathers. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, we'll grab a call or two more. Jenny is listening to us in Tome, New Mexico. Jenny, good afternoon.
Hi, sir. I wanted to pray and thanksgiving for a friend who has cancer, and she's doing very well on treatments, and she only has four more left. Thank God for that. And then for another friend who is, she's been sick for a while. She's being taken off of her ventilator. She already has been, and she's passing today. So.
Oh, all right. Well, thank you for your call. Let's pray for her right now. And thank you for that answer prayer. Jenny, I want to lift you up too. I know you didn't voice anything personally, but I do want to pray for all of your intentions. You know, I think about how many souls God calls home every hour. 6,316 souls die every hour, 105 in this very minute. So think of how many souls are going to be called home as we pray here. And I share it over and over and over again, but the Lord promised, he says, I'll defend as my own glory every soul that prays this prayer, and when others say it for the dying, the pardon's the same. His anger's placated. You know, unfathomable mercy, he says, envelops the soul. And the very depths of his tender mercy are moved for that soul. So, Lord, I pray for all those souls you're calling home right now, in particular this intention she voiced. Pray for those who've gone before us. You are outside of time. And I do pray for our loved ones. I do pray for those who will die by tragedy and accident. And who will die in the not too distant future. Come as our merciful Savior, Lord, not as our just judge. So I lift that intention up. And I want to add to it, Cherie, she's listening in Durante, California. Hi, Cherie. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Drew. Thank you very, very much for taking my call.
You're welcome.
My sister just turned 68, which turned it in March. And last Sunday, she went to the hospital with severe back pain, and they did everything on her for 11 hours, and they found two massive tumors on her adrenal glands, and which are on top of the kidneys, and they found two abscesses on her liver, and her doctor thinks it's coming from her lungs.
Yeah.
And I'm going to take her to the oncologist on Tuesday. Her children are beside themselves, and her grandchildren. She has two twins. They were 4 years old.
Oh,
they love their grandma.
Awesome.
And we really need your prayers.
Well, let's pray.
We need them.
Let's pray. I mean, the beauty of this time, you know, it's not just me and it's not just you. It's our spiritual family. I can't tell you how many souls are joined, not just around the country, but around the world. Australia is joining us right now. England is joining us. Britain. We've got prayer warriors in Germany and in South Africa. There are people all over who join me for this prayer. And I'm just so delighted to pray. Lord, I give you Kevin and Mercedes. I give you Cherie and Susan and Jenny and Pat. And I give to you Mary and Barbara and Therese and Carlos and everyone else that's on hold and everyone that's united with us now. And I give you my own heart, Lord. I pray for safe travels, and I pray for protection for those who I leave behind. And I pray for my spiritual family here, for every one of their needs and desires. Give us the grace to know you, to love you, to submit to your holy will. And in your mercy, hear and answer our prayers. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, please look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us so that in difficult moments we may not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Our Lady, Queen of Heaven,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Good Help,
pray for us.
Mother of Mercy,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Guadalupe,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Palestine,
pray for us.
Virgin Most Powerful,
pray for us.
Saint Joseph,
pray for us.
Saint Faustina,
pray for us.
Saint John Paul II,
pray for us.
Saint Peregrine,
pray for us.
Saint Jose Maria Escrivá,
pray for us.
Saint Patrick,
pray for us.
Blessed Michael Sopochko,
pray for us.
All you angels and saints,
pray for us.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Thank you both for praying. It would be great to have you here, Bill. Preston, thank you. Preston, let me ask you a question. I know this is not expected. I'm going to share a story coming up of God's providence. It's a great story for anyone who's trying to qualify for a mortgage or maybe get a loan. It's a true story. I'll share it in just a second. But it's a story of God's providence. You know, and I know you have a big family, 8 children, and it's a struggle, you know, especially when you're having those kids young and you're trying to build a career and you may not have a very good job at the time. And God's providence always comes through. You have any stories of God's providence? God worked miracles in your life?
It seems like every time I change jobs or, you know, every time I had a kid, I think you've said this before, God gives you a kid, he also gives you a loaf of bread.
He does, yeah. My grandmother taught me that. She used to say.
You know, so, I mean, definitely we had to learn how to manage our finances, be responsible, disciplined in ways that some other people might not have to do. But there was so much joy that accompanied that. So, you know, God's providence in my life is the joy that I have for my kids. Yeah. And, you know, he's taking care of me, you know, just throughout my life. It didn't matter what big problem happened. 3 months later, 6 months later, it's like, oh, wow, God made something good out of it.
Yeah, it's amazing. Absolutely. Isn't it? You also shared the story with our colleagues here at the network about what you guys do for Christmas. And,
yes.
And because you have 8 kids, I mean, imagine how much money is spent on Christmas. Right. Multiply that not by one kid or two kids, but by eight children and what that can mean economically. And, you know, kids want to get something for Christmas. Their friends all have it. You feel bad as a parent. But share this. I think this is kind of inspiring.
The way that my wife and I have managed over the years, we just decided to get each kid 4 gifts. We set the expectation pretty clearly. They know. We get them something to wear, something to
share.
That's a fun gift. And then something to read and something they need. So wear, share, read, need. And, you know, the share gift is the gift that is fun that they get to play, and they usually just get to play with it themselves that day. But we put in the context of sharing because
that's awesome.
There's 8 kids in our family, and
those are 8 shareable gifts. So that's
they're all shareable gifts when they get them at home. So
that's awesome. Well, I appreciate that. All right, I've got to take a break. I'm pushing my clock here. When I come back on the other side, I'll share the story about Mr. Brown if you haven't heard. It's also the Feast of the Holy Rosary. Let me do this too. I want to open the phones. I'd like to hear about your story of God providence, but maybe even the Rosary. Has a Rosary worked miracles in your life? In fact, I'll share another. Maybe we'll talk providence and the Rosary, because there was a great Christmas miracle that took place too with my mother based on the Rosary. She loved the Rosary. That was her prayer. So stay with me. When you come back, we'll talk. You can get in right now. 888-914-9149. We'll be right back.
Tweet us your prayer intention anytime on Twitter at Drew Mariani Show.
This hour sponsored by Creative Planning. How is your Catholic faith influencing your financial future? More info, including disclosures, at creativeplanning.com/Catholic Focus.
I hear from people, especially men, that they're really not into the Rosary because they consider it something that only old ladies do in church or nuns do in a convent, or that people do at funerals. There have been numerous men who have championed the Rosary throughout the last 800 years. The Rosary really does have an ability to help a man become a better man, a better husband, a better father. You're not just providing for the physical needs of your family, but also the spiritual needs. When children, for example, see their father being a man of prayer, it means something profound. So many popes, so many saints, have talked about the importance of family prayer, but especially the family rosary. When spouses pray the rosary together, they're able to look each other in the eye because you're exposing yourself to your spouse. You're acknowledging that you're not perfect.
The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Yeah, I love that's Father Don Calloway talking about the power of the Holy Rosary, and it's a great prayer. I'll put a quick plug in for Father Rocky. He's going to pray it tonight at 7 Central, and this is the month dedicated to the Holy Rosary. In fact, today is the day we honor the great feast of the Holy Rosary. Of course, we could talk much more about it. I want to take a couple of your calls too. I'd love to hear your rosary miracles. And Joe in Wisconsin, I'm going to get you on. You'll be first up because you were first in. Couple quick things. One, you know, my mother, this was her prayer. Padre Pio calls this his weapon. He'd say to his friars, "Get me my weapon," right? They knew exactly what he was talking about, right? Somebody was saying, you know, your guns and roses, right? Guns and rosaries, right? It's your rosaries, GNR. Your rosaries are your weapon, right? I love it. My mother would pray this all the time. I've shared a million times about my father's addiction, and I really believe it was the rosary and her prayer to faith that liberated him, and he was freed for many years. But when my father was going through the throes of his addiction, and I don't want to ever disparage my father. I have such respect for him. He's such a holy man. He died with his rosary in his hand, and was the most generous man I think I have ever met, and had profound belief in God. I was with him when he took his last breath, and I remember his lungs were filling up with fluid, and doctors were going to tap it again. And, you know, it was kind of, we were approaching his final hours, and I remember him pointing to heaven. He says, "I don't want that anymore. I want to go home." And he pointed to heaven, and it was such a lesson to me about his faith. And he relied on the rosary. He prayed it all the time. He heard Our Lady one day. My mother and father were walking through an arboretum in Pennsylvania, and my mother was praying for my father. He was he had not given up his addictive behavior yet. And he'd still walk with her, and you know, she would pray the rosary, and she was praying the rosary, right? And she's walking just a couple steps ahead of him. And then all of a sudden he hears a female voice, and the voice was behind him. And it said to him, "John, pray the rosary." And he spins around, nobody's there. And he said to my mother, "Barbara Ann, hey, did you just tell me to pray the rosary?" And she goes, "No, why? I'm praying it. Do you want to join me?" "Oh, no, no, that's okay. I'll walk." So he's walking along. She continues to pray. And all of a sudden, this beautiful, he says, "It's a beautiful feminine voice." It sounded like it was right next to him now. Said to him, "Pray my rosary." So he knew it wasn't my mother. He knew nobody was behind him. And he knew it was something divine. And it pierced his heart. And he began praying the rosary that day with my mother and became a devotee of it ever since. I was with him when we went to South America at a site where the Virgin Mary was appearing, and he was freed from his addiction ultimately. But it was the rosary that my family relied upon. My father was a broadcaster. He had been a broadcaster for decades. In fact, he was in New England. He was down in Philadelphia and a lot of different areas. When he had his conversion, when he realized that the Lord was calling him to do something more, he's really a pioneer in Catholic talk radio. I never thought I'd sit behind this microphone and broadcast, because I never wanted to do talk radio. I grew up as my father, and you heard a caller talk about my mother and father during the chaplet just a few minutes ago. They formed one of the very first Catholic talk radio shows in the nation under the great Cardinal Kroll, Archbishop of Philadelphia at the time, the Cardinal of Philadelphia. And this is before anybody was doing it in the country. They formed this, and they were on the air for 40 years. So I grew up watching them. But they lived on God's providence. They trusted in God's providence. You know, they're like Relevant Radio. Their particular program was listener-supported. There were some times that were very difficult, especially when my father was gambling and we as a family didn't have a whole lot of money. I remember one Christmas, my mother always wanted to make sure we had a great Christmas. You know, Preston's talking about what he does for his family, you know, a gift to share and a gift to wear and a what was the other two that he had there? I forget, another one in need. So he gives four gifts to his kids. Well, my mother always wanted to make our Christmases special. My father had gotten his bonus check from the secular network that he was working with at the time. This is before he got into, doing the his own radio show. He was working for a radio network in the city of Philadelphia. He went out, and my father used to love to gamble on horses. That was kind of his. He'd gamble on anything. He'd gamble on football. He'd gamble on baseball. You know, he'd gamble on just about anything. But this night he went to the track, and he lost his money. He lost everything that he had. And we were just a week away from Christmas, or maybe a week or two. And my mother was counting on that money. She knew it was coming, and she wanted to give her kids a good Christmas. It was gone, and she was devastated. And, you know, like anybody with an addiction, you know how heartbroken you are when you disappoint those that you love. You know, when you fall off the wagon and you drink again, when you gamble away what you should never have gambled away, when you get arrested again, when you do drugs again, when you fall, you know how hard that can be for those that you love. So my father felt terrible. I mean, he just deprived his wife and his children of Christmas, right? So my mother was a woman of prayer. She loved my father deeply. They had an incredible love for one another. I mean, he worshiped the ground she walked on, and they were beautiful. They had a beautiful relationship. Of course, my mother, heartbroken, she went away and she turned to the Mother of God. She decided she would pray. And she turned to Our Lady and says, "You know, you're a mother, and you know the needs that I have. You know the needs of my children. So I'm going to trust that you're going to go to your divine son, and you're going to work a Christmas miracle for me." And she prayed the rosary, and then she told me she prayed it again, and she prayed it again, and she prayed it again. She just kept praying the rosary because she didn't want to disappoint her children. She felt so, so bad that we wouldn't have Christmas. She knew how much I loved Christmas. She went to sleep that night, woke up the next day, prayed the rosary again, went to sleep the next night. And the next night, the phone rings. It's a woman that she knows. And this woman says, "I don't know what it is, but for 2 days, the Lord has been telling me I'm to send you something. And this is a very, very wealthy woman, right? A woman who I think listened to her program or something, or knew her somehow. I forget the connection. And the woman says, I don't know what it is, but I feel like Our Lady is telling me I am to help your family. So my mother broke down and cried. She told her the story of what happened. And my mother was very private about it. She used to try to hide the fact that my father gambled or he drank. And it was just one of those very, prideful or very embarrassing things, I guess, for her. Well, my mother didn't know what was happening. 2 days later, a letter shows up in our mailbox, and it was a check for, I don't know how much, thousands of dollars perhaps. And there was a note in there saying, the Lord wants me to give this to you. And this is not to pay your bills, the woman said. This is to be used exclusively for your kids' Christmas. I want to make sure everybody has a wonderful time. I'm one of five, right? I have three sisters and a brother. I got to tell you, we had one of the best Christmases we ever had. My mother went all out, man. Remember the little car that I got, the little toys we got? I mean, it was just incredible, a great Christmas dinner. We went from having nothing for Christmas to being blessed beyond belief that Christmas. And it really is a credit to the faith of my mother, to the mercy of God, and to the power of the rosary. That was a real rosary miracle. And these are the lessons that taught me to trust in God, to know that He's in control, that He can find ways where there is no way out. Look, I got to take a break. When I come back, we'll take more. I'd love to hear your stories. Joe in Wisconsin, I'll get you on the air. Victoria, everyone else, we'll see what we can do here. I still want to share the story of Mr. Brown. Somebody brought that up. If you didn't hear that story, you'll love that one. God finds ways for you when you're in a situation that has no way out. There was Our Lady once told some seers, she says, through prayer and fasting, you can find ways out of situations that have no way out. Now, maybe you're facing a legal challenge. There's no way out of this. I got to do, 3 to 5. Maybe the IRS says, no, we checked twice. You owe this much money. It might be that the spouse, your husband or wife or whatever says, no, the marriage is over. There's no healing. I can't forgive you. Those are situations that seem like there's no way out. I'm telling you, with God, there always is, and you need to hear this. You need to believe this today, and you need to pray with that type of faith. Stay with me. When we come back, we'll share some more.
The Drew Mariani Show. Connected.
Connected.
Relevant Radio.
We receive hundreds of your phone calls every day, all thanks to the Catholic Order of Foresters studio line. Our sponsor offers flexible life insurance and annuities. Visit relevantradio.com/Forester today. An Illinois Life Insurance Society. Not available in all states.
You can't be a half saint, be a whole saint, or nothing at all. You're listening to The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Yeah, thanks for joining me. It is a delight to be with you, to share with you. Today's the great feast of Our Lady of the Holy Rosary, and you probably have a lot of answered prayers from the rosary as well. I'd encourage you again to pray with Father at 7 o'clock at night. Look, I pray the chaplet every day, and it's my favorite prayer. I love that prayer, and I've seen the fruit and the power of it. The other prayer I pray, I was driving into the studio today, this morning, and I prayed my rosary, so I try to get my rosary in. I think these are two prayers that heaven gave us. I think the rosary came at a very critical moment. There was a great heresy going on at the time. We had the Albigensian heresy at the time, and heaven gave it, and we've seen how it was used not only to defeat heresy and all the promises associated with it, but we saw also in the centuries ahead, right, the miracles that took place, the defeat of communism, conversions, the many apparitions of Our Lady who asked us to pray this prayer and who continues to ask us to pray it. And then what happens? In the 1930s, we have the apparition of Jesus himself to St. Faustina, and he gives us this prayer of the Chaplet of Divine Mercy, much shorter, laden with very similar promises. But I think he kind of knew the time in which we were living in. People's attention span sometimes. Look at today. I mean, look at how short attention span has come in terms of what people will even watch on the internet, right? It's insane how limited. So with prayer, maybe this is a prayer for the those with short attention spans, a chaplet, right? I think both are beautiful because you can dive into either. We can meditate on the Passion of the Lord with the chaplet, and we can meditate on the life of Christ through the eyes of Mary with the rosary. These are great gifts. None is more special than the other. They were equally as, blessed. And I would encourage you to pray both. Today, I'd encourage you especially to pray the rosary. It's Our Lady's feast, right? I was thinking this morning when I was getting ready, coming to the studio, I said, you know, how many rosaries are going to be prayed today? I mean, how many rosaries are going to be offered today? There's going to be a lot of them. All right, well, let's talk. I don't know if I'll get to Mr. Brown yet, but let me see if I can go to Joe in Wisconsin. Joe, good afternoon. It's good to have you on the air.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Go right ahead.
I'd like to tell a quick story. Sure. That in the past year, I've worked a job for the government for 23 years, and in the past year, I was told that I was being moved to a completely different position, and this really devastated me because my whole identity was wrapped up in this job that I really loved. I wasn't given many reasons for it,
but
I went through a very dark time in my life, and I got very depressed and sick. And over the last 30 years, I've fallen away from the church, I'm sad to say, but I was home visiting my parents, and my mom had me a rosary made through my brother, who's recently become a deacon.
Wow.
And that day, I looked online, and I started learning how to do the rosary, and I've been doing it at least once a day ever since. And since that, my life has completely changed. It's brought me back to the church. I've gone to confession for the first time in 43 years. I've been going to church, and God is just putting certain people in front of me, and I'm loving my new job, and everything's going great.
I love it. God brings good out of every situation, doesn't he? Yeah, I know what it's like to go through a job that you love and haven't taken away from you. I was in a similar situation at one point in my life, and it was a difficult time for me, too. Believe me, I was driven to my knees. I wondered where God was, but he opened this broadcast career for me. It's something I never wanted, but you know, you'll find even greater happiness and even greater blessings, and look how the Lord brought the rosary into your life. Joe, I'm happy for you. I'm glad you're back in the church. I know your family must be elated. And I'm so glad you pray the rosary.
We are.
Remember me on it, okay? Would you do that? I appreciate that. And I'll remember you on mine later today.
Absolutely.
All right, brother.
Absolutely. God bless.
God bless you. Thanks for the call. You know, I want to just pick up on what Joe said, because I'm so happy for him. I just love that prayer. One of the promises of the rosary, and there are 15 of them, one of the great promises that was given to the rosary, and Joe was a recipient of this, it says, whoever shall faithfully recite the rosary, they'll receive signal graces, right? I believe when you pray these prayers, the chaplet, when you pray the rosary, there are graces that you receive, right? One of the first promises of the rosary, those who pray the rosary shall receive signal graces. The second one, I promise my special protection and the greatest grace to all who shall recite this prayer. There's that promise of grace again, right? That's the beauty of it, protection and grace. Why aren't we praying the rosary every day, right? I mean, come on now, right? The rosary will be a powerful armor against hell. It will destroy vice. It will decrease sin, and it will defeat heresy. We have seen the defeat of heresies, right? The very first one we saw was with the Albigensian heresy. But what do we see too? We see lives being transformed. Virtues flourish, right? When you pray this, sin decreases. Vice is destroyed. Are you struggling with pornography? You having a real issue right now? Pray the rosary, right? Are you gossiping? Are you tempted to, impurity or to scandal? Are you, you know, cheating? Are you, you know, lying about certain? Start praying the rosary. Whatever it is, wherever your weakness is, whatever the proclivity is, pray the rosary. Ask Our Lady to intercede to come into your life, and I guarantee you things will change. Another promise, one that I love, it says, it will cause virtue and good works to flourish. You know, we when I started at Relevant Radio, I suggested to the founder of the network, let's pray the chaplet, we'll be blessed. And clearly that happened. Now we're praying the rosary every day on the air. I think when you pray the rosary, and this is a promise, this is why Relevant Radio is continuing to grow and we're continuing to win souls. Those who pray the rosary, when you pray the rosary, it will cause virtue and good works to flourish. That's why we are flourishing. It will obtain for souls an abundant mercy of God, and it will draw from the hearts of man the love of the world and all of its vanities. And ultimately, the most important thing, it'll give you the desire to it'll lift your heart to desire eternal things. You know, it's so beautiful. And there are many, many, many promises with the chaplet. They go on and on and on. Those who pray the rosary, one of my favorites is that you'll merit a high degree of glory in heaven. And who doesn't want that, right? So, why? Because the rosary changes you. It sends you down the path to holiness. So it's one right after the other. Do I have time for another call? Should I go to, I need to be quick with this call. Victoria in Phoenix, Arizona, you're up next. Good afternoon.
Hi, Drew. Thank you. Hey. So I'll go quickly. But so in the last 10 years, I have 5 children. So in the last 10 years, we have tried to get together during Lent on every Friday, and we have potluck. And we go to each houses during that Friday, and the food always brings them together.
Yep.
So we do our rosary. Well, it's between 2014 and 2016, we had major gifts and graces. In 2016, we had 2 marriages in the Catholic Church, and we had three grandchildren were baptized. And mind you, these were not brand new babies and not brand new marriages. They've been, you know, people to get the family. They were together before they got married. And so through the grace of God, I mean, and through our Blessed Mother and through the way that the rosary has taken place. So and we continue. We continue to have the grandchildren that are baptized through the church.
Wow.
And so what I really believe in it.
Amen to that. Well, Victoria, thank you. I wish we had more time to talk. I hear my bumper running. You know, I just bumped into a woman the other day who says, I'm praying that my grandchildren will be baptized. I'll tell you what, pray the rosary for that intention. Our Lady will take care of them. Hey, stay with me. I'm going to just take a short pause. News and headlines are straight ahead. I'll be back on the other side.